This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Join us here on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well if you want to Skype into the show. You can do that at Skype username lrn.fm. Or you can actually call us on our Discord on-air call-in line room. Discord is our chat server where listeners can chat during, before, and after the show over at discord.lrn.fm. So feel free to head on over there and get involved in whatever conversations might be happening at this moment. In the studio tonight, our Tuesday night crew is a little different this time around, a little more international this time around. I'm Ian Freeman, also joining me, Joel Valenzuela. Hello, Joel.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, great to have you here once again. You are a sometime co-host. You live out on the seacoast, so we don't see you out here.
Yeah, a couple hours drive, a little far.
Too often, but you're not the unusual person tonight. We've got somebody from way across the pond, all the way across. He's Mark Mason.
Hey, how's it going? A pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you here, Mark, and you're obviously from the UK, based on your accent.
Absolutely, yes. I actually came over here to go to Porkfest with Joel, who Dash was the sponsors for that.
Big sponsor!
And it was actually my first libertarian event as well, so first Porkfest as well, so I popped my cherry.
All right, then. All right. Well, and
in the best way possible.
Yeah, it's a fun event. So, I mean, I didn't get to go to Porkfest this year, but I did see the beginnings of it, and yep. It looked like it was really going to be a well-attended Liberty Camping Festival. And it was your first one.
Yeah, it was quite an experience. As it's my most of the people I work with are libertarians in the cryptocurrency space.
Is that true? Okay.
That's in my experience. I actually agree with Jeffrey Tucker, who said that he believes the Liberty movement is now the cryptocurrency movement. Because although he was there and he gave a talk, he said this previously on the podcast we do called Free Amigos. He came on, I guess, about a month ago.
Right, the Dash Force News podcast.
Yes, so he was saying that in 2008, Ron Paul woke up a lot of people to, like, end the Fed, and there was a lot of momentum, right?
Right.
And there's a lot of hopium in the air, like audit the Fed, everything else.
Hopium?
Hopium.
I love that. I've never heard that before.
Oh, right. Okay.
He's got a whole bag of trips.
Oh, yeah. I have some funny sayings. And I think it's true as well. I mean, look, I'm across the pond, and I was a huge Ron Paul fan. Like, I love Precious Metals. Oh, yeah. I mean, my friends thought it was crazy. Like, oh, Precious Metals gold. They're like, what do I want to know? You're a pirate. What are you going to do with gold and silver? So I was trying to wake people up across the pond. And it was a great crack. But, like, over the years, you're saying, like, kind of dwindled because there was so much hope in Ron Paul. And then as years progressed, he woke so many people up, and then it was kind of dwindling. And then people wanted freedom, and they kind of were looking for a leader for inspiration. It kind of seems like cryptocurrency. Satoshi Nakamoto opened the door, and I'll always be grateful for Bitcoin, paving the way. I started off in Bitcoin. Right. I actually had a Bitcoin business in 2013.
Well, I was going to ask you, I mean, because you're the host of the Dash Force News Three Amigos podcast, one of the three hosts. And so we have two of the three hosts in the studio. Joel, you're the other host.
Yes, exactly.
The best one, let's be fair.
And then a gentleman named Brian, and I'm not sure where he lives, but y'all live in different places. So you host
somewhere in the south. And he called in to Free Talk Live before when I was on last time.
Brian did?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
In fact, according to him, that was what started our own podcast, The Three Amigos, is I was here in studio, and then Brian called in and said, that's fun, we should do our own.
We
have our own.
Yeah, it's actually quite incestuous because we actually met before Dash when we were both in Bitcoin.
Yeah, and I forgot about it until we started working together.
Now I'm having some regrets. Not joking. It's been really good.
So does that mean Free Talk Live can count your show as another show that spawned from Free Talk Live?
I would say yes.
There are a bunch of those shows.
Are we in?
I think we're on our 58th one now.
Yeah, so you've crossed a year.
Yeah, 58th weekly episode.
So you're doing it. Congratulations.
Yeah, we've had some big guests like, obviously, Ben Swan.
Yourself,
yes.
Oh, legends. One of my favorites.
Jeffrey Tucker. And then from the MMA world, Ben Swan. Rory McDonald, Chael Sonnen, some big names. So
yeah.
Still
doing it for a year.
Inside joke kind of thing.
Yeah, doing a podcast for a year is something most podcasts don't get to. They just don't make it.
You got
to
keep getting up every day.
You got to have the passion. Actually,
you do.
We should probably talk about that. So Joel has a background in editorial publication. He used to work for Cointelegraph, blockchain agnostic, doing some great articles.
Yep.
I've always been keeping it dashy, a.k.a. my Twitter, stay dashy. Right. And when we first launched, like we felt like there was a need for a Dash News website actually separate from Core, so we can hold Core accountable. But
okay,
actually,
so for listeners that don't know, Core is the like sort of the corporation that was founded to promote Dash. What is Core?
They're essentially contractors to the network.
Yeah. So essentially, when Dash was founded, they approached funding development through a Bitcoin Foundation style model, and that was unsuccessful. And so then they introduced the treasury, which is 10% of the block reward is up for a masternode vote.
So to compare, though, for listeners that are new to the whole concept, right? Cryptocurrency, Bitcoin was the first. Dash, I don't know when it came out. I think it was 2014?
January 19th.
Of 2014?
Yep.
Okay, thank you for that. So it came a few years later, had some tweaks, and one of the major differences between Bitcoin and Dash is this the way they handle the mining rewards. So with Bitcoin, 100% of the mining rewards go to the Bitcoin miners, the people who are doing they have the computers doing the work, cranking away 24/7 to mine new Bitcoins into existence. Well, Dash has miners as well, but they only get 45% of the mining rewards. Another 45% is divvied up amongst what they call the masternodes, and those are people who have 1,000 Dash. Now, getting 1,000 Dash in the early days was no big deal because it was, pennies per Dash, and right now, what, Dash 200, what is it today, 250, 250?
Yeah, around there.
Somewhere $250 per Dash. So as you can see, it's going to cost you $250,000 if you want to get a masternode today. So anyway, these are big holders in Dash, basically, and they get, so 45% of the rewards go to them, and that leaves that 10% that you were talking about, the treasury, which is something that these masternodes, and anybody, I guess, can put a proposal into the treasury, and then the masternodes get to vote as to whether or not they support that proposal.
Yes, exactly.
Now bring us back around to what Core is in relation.
Yeah, so this is different from other coins. For example, I believe Zcash had a founder's reward that just goes to one spot. And a lot of these sort of treasury-type models go to one spot.
Wasn't Dash the first one? Was it the first one?
I believe it's one of the first. It's always really hard in the beginning because most of them just don't succeed or get any kind of acclaim. But of anyone that anyone remembers, Dash is certainly the first.
Yeah.
And so, because of this, the Dash core team, which is what they call the core developers that, designed the Dash protocol, they get, they've been hired, they're hired contractors by the network, but they don't kind of own the network. So, for example, about a year and a half almost ago, myself, Mark, and Brian started Dash Force, which is a separate group under the Dash ecosystem that's not accountable to the core team at all. So, decentralizing the groups working officially for Dash. And so, as part of that, we decided not to have like a PR firm thing, but an actual journalism type approach to the news site in order to be able to hold the core team accountable sometimes. Mostly talk about what's going on in the Dash ecosystem, but sometimes that does not necessarily paint the core team in a good light. And although they are very competent and, they do a great job, there's always a little bit of accountability leeway. And the Dash core CEO, Ryan Taylor, even has said that about us, that there's organizations like us that are there to keep them accountable.
That's important.
To his credit, embracing the decentralization and the accountability of the whole thing.
Good. Well, I would hope that if they didn't embrace decentralization, they'd be booted out.
Absolutely. And that's
on principle.
Yep, absolutely.
I think one of the interesting things is,
and that's something they could do with the proposal process, right? Like somebody could put in a proposal to fire the entire core team or half of them or whatever, right? And then if it got approved. Then
just
not fund the proposals they put in for funding.
There you go.
They have to come back begging for money every month or every few months. I'm begging, but they have to come out and ask. And so it's as simple as just revoking that consent to fund them.
I see.
And then they're gone.
One of the interesting things about the inception of Dash is that when I talk to they're kind of a dying breed now, but there still are Bitcoin maximalists out there. I had a great conversation with Tone Vase at Porkfest off camera, of course. Mm-hmm. Decentralized governance was one of the main reasons why Dash actually came about, because in 2013, even some of the Bitcoin experts at the time thought Bitcoin was anonymous, right? Sorry, I was looking at myself on the camera, so my eyebrows.
You look good, don't worry.
Oh, thanks, mate. So basically, Block Explorers came out. So what happens is people buying coffee in a coffee shop, you know, they use some Bitcoin. Now that person could get that address, put it in, see what your balance is, see all your previous
crypto,
but also where you're going to spend it in the future. So this started this whole debate. And basically, there was no mechanism to reach governance. And the founder of Dash, Evan Duffield, was saying, hey, I've got this idea. I think we could make this private. And Bitcoin Talk, the forums, was a place
for
that.
Thought. We're going to continue here with your calls and thoughts. Also, welcome here. You can bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can dial to toll-free to join us on the radio if you would like. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And then there's the Discord on-air call-in line room, which you can join and sound almost like you're sitting in the studio here with us over at discord.lrn.fm. That on-air call-in line room is right there at the top, first channel there on our Discord. As we continue, here tonight have some special guest co-hosts with me. I'm Ian. We also have...
Joel Valenzuela.
Mark Mason.
And your calls. So we're going to go to that. And then we'll talk more about Mark and kind of where you came from beyond just the UK. But,
the chicken and the egg, right?
Yeah. But, you know, how you got into cryptocurrency. I want to learn a little bit about your history and how you ended up being the host of Dash Force News, Three Amigos podcast. As we continue here, Tom, though, is on the line in Hudson, New Hampshire, listening online. Hello, Tom.
You know, back when they passed the Civil Rights, the Voting Rights Act, that was under the 15th Amendment, which forbids any state to deny anybody the vote on account of race. And it goes on to say Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation, just like the 14th Amendment. This is where your civil rights laws come from. The federal government, some authority for them, maybe some of it is beyond what those provisions say, but a lot of it is within what the Constitution authorizes them. But the way a lot of bigots down south tried to get around the Voting Rights Act was, get this, they were saying that the Democratic Party was a private club, so that if anybody wanted to vote in the Democratic primary for who's going to be the Democratic nominee, they had to be a member of the club, and the club, as a private club, had a right to exclude whoever they wanted to.
Well, I think that's the way it ought to be. I mean, if the libertarians want to select their candidates in a private private primary, basically, at their convention, they ought to be able to do that. And if in fact, if all of the political parties did that, then you wouldn't need a primary anymore, and that would save taxpayer money.
That would. Then they would put their candidates on. They would pick who gets to be on the ballot, but then anybody who wants to run as an independent would, of course, need to be equally free to run. It's ironic that the libertarians are always the first to complain about how ballot access restrictions are being used against them, and then here they are trying to use ballot access restriction as a way to exclude somebody.
Yeah, so what you're referring to, because our listeners won't necessarily know what you're talking about, is you, Tom, were challenged by our own Daryl W. Perry here on Free Talk Live as a former chairman of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party, because you were kicked out of the Libertarian Party in the early 1990s. And Daryl's argument this morning at the State House in front of the Ballot Law Commission was basically that because you've been kicked out of the party, you know, you should not be on the ballot as a libertarian.
That's not true. You know, what you just said is false, because it didn't happen at the State House. It happened at the Legislative Office Building.
Okay, well, whatever. It's the building next door to the State House. It's all connected. You can connect the two buildings underneath an underground passageway. So to me, you know, they're basically the same place. But regardless of that point, Tom, you know, you were victorious this morning over Daryl's objections, and the Ballot Law Commission ruled in your favor. But ultimately, Daryl's argument was that, well, you know, look, here's plenty of evidence that this person is no longer welcome within the party. Here's, you know, the statement from the board of directors of the party saying you're not welcome, we repudiate you, et cetera, et cetera. And they ruled in your favor. So I guess congratulations are in order. But ultimately, if there were private primaries, then none of this would be an issue, because then you never would have made it to the ballot in the first place. So I'm sure that upsets you.
Let me point something out here. The way you said it, the way it's often said, is it's not really accurate to say that somebody won and somebody else lost. You said I was victorious, they ruled in my favor, which is more accurate, because
I did say they ruled in your favor.
Yeah, they ruled in my favor, which is accurate. But to say that somebody won is the action verb fallacy. What I call it is, because we don't control those five guys who are on the Ballot Law Commission. And so it's not like somebody was playing chess against me. If Daryl and I were playing chess, somebody wins and somebody else loses. They did all of the moves which caused it to happen. In this case, the action is totally out of our control, and that's especially true with elections and primaries and court cases and anything else where the outcome is totally beyond our control. It's, you know, in the hands of people we cannot control. So, you know, it is more accurate the way you said that they ruled in my favor. So
there you go. And, Tom, thanks for the call tonight. Yeah. Appreciate the call. Thanks for making it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Just to give you a little bit of background, Mark, here in New Hampshire, the Libertarian Party had not been on the ballot at the same level of the Republicans and Democrats, the main two parties here, until just this year. So this
why was that? Is that a funding thing? Was it cap? Like,
in New Hampshire, they had so the Libertarian Party had ballot access in the 1990s for a while, and then they lost it because the Republicans and Democrats changed the rules and made it harder for the Libertarians and other third parties to qualify. And they made it so they had to reach a certain level, a certain threshold, I think 4%. So I think they raised it from either 2 or 3% to 4% in the general election. So their governor candidate or their Senate candidate would have had to have reached more than, you know, eclipsed 4% in order to qualify the entire party for ballot access. And so they did that for the first time in 20 years in 2016. And so this particular election season is the first time in two decades that the Libertarians have actually been able to qualify for the ballot at the same level as the Republicans and Democrats. So in the U.S.
That's great.
Yeah, it's good news.
Decentralization of the legislature.
Well, I mean, hopefully it'll result in more people running and more people getting elected as Libertarians, but ultimately it will give people the opportunity to do it. So, for instance, in New Hampshire, if you want to run for a state representative seat, it costs $2, and that's much cheaper than other states in the United States. I don't know if you remember Arizona or what it costs there, but I think it's like a couple grand to file for governor in Florida, and here it's $100. So, like, everything is cheaper to do as far as getting involved in the political process.
I find this stuff fascinating because I was always concerned about the barrier of entry, because obviously in the UK we have multiple political parties, and obviously America's quite famous having that a two-party system.
Right.
We have, you know, coalition governments as well. And I've always wondered that, you know, on caps of advertising campaigns and stuff, and how biased the system is, even on a state level, but then on a federal level as well. So I would never claim to know a lot, but at Porkfest, there were so many Libertarians there, and obviously the novelty and gimmick of my accent raised a lot of questions, because I guess they don't get many Brits going along. And they would ask me about, like, what my thoughts on gun control was, am I a Libertarian? Which was a kind of interesting question, because I don't mess about with my answers, and I just try to keep it real. So,
well, let's get to that question coming up here in just a moment. You, of course, can also get on the air and talk about whatever is on your mind. Coming up, we have the chance. We'll talk about Americans. Still, they're not saving. And I wonder if this is the same in the UK, where people are just really bad with their money. And of course, we're talking generally about cryptocurrency. And of course, you guys are the hosts of the Dash Horse News podcast, the Three Amigos podcast. And so there's a lot to cover here tonight. Of course, your calls are welcome. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump has called for immediate deportations for immigrants who cross into the U.S. illegally with no hearings. He tweeted, "The border wall would solve the issue once and for all." Administration officials are scrambling to comply with last week's order to reunite families. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says we must secure our borders.
We're going to continue to prosecute those adults who enter here illegally. We are going to do everything in our power, however, to avoid separating families.
Thousands of families are still waiting to be reunited. A lot of the parents are claiming ICE officials are not telling them where their children are. Communication with parents and other agencies have been a major issue in complying with the president's executive order to reunite the families. You're listening to USA Radio News.
June is Oral Health Month and the perfect time to brush up on the importance of ingredients in your oral care routine. Dental hygienist Linda Hirsch has more.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Just as you're mindful of the ingredients in your food, you also need to be aware of the ingredients in your toothpaste. Look for a toothpaste with a natural dental ingredient like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
Hirsch says it's important to choose the right toothpaste since they're not all created equal.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. It's a clean you can feel. That's because baking soda penetrates hard-to-reach areas between teeth and along the gum line, while also neutralizing the harmful plaque acids that form in the mouth.
According to Hirsch, baking soda has more benefits than just cleaning.
As you eat and drink throughout the day, stains attach to the tooth surface, embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. The baking soda and Arm & Hammer toothpaste helps dissolve the sticky plaque and gently lifts away stains, leaving your teeth whiter and more polished.
That's certainly something to smile about. For more on the benefits of baking soda, visit armandhammer.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here on the radio. If you want, you can bring up anything that you happen to have on your mind. We're talking a little bit about cryptocurrency here tonight. Of course, it's important. Cryptocurrency is one of the most important tools for human freedom that has ever crossed our paths in generations. So it's big. And, of course, Dash is one of the most popular ones in real life. Dash, as I was saying on the porch, we were hanging out on the LRN.FM front porch here a little while ago, saying Dash is the king of real-life use of cryptocurrency, and that's so important. But that's not to say it's the only option out there. There are a lot of different choices in the world of cryptos. In fact, once you get past Bitcoin, you'll start to open up into this whole vast, insanely complicated... If you want to, you can really dive deep into this stuff. But there's, right now at CoinMarketCap, they list 1,500 or more than 1,500 cryptocurrencies, and that's not even all of them in the world. That's just a portion of them. So, where do you start? What do you look at? Obviously, I'm a big fan of Dash. I promote it here locally because it is the usable one for real life. But there's still some other great cryptos like Zencash. So if you're interested in privacy, Zencash has zero-knowledge anonymity. As you can see now, we even have a Zencash banner up here in the studio, thanks to the folks over at the Call to Freedom. Zencash, founded by Voluntarius. So it's got the philosophy of liberty behind it. In fact, if you read their white paper, they actually talk about voluntarism in the white paper. So they've got a great philosophy, and they've got some of the best technology out there. In fact, they're following, to some extent, a bit of a Dash model. They're working on rolling out a decentralized autonomous organization for Zencash holders to be able to cast votes. Mm-hmm. And they're going to configure it a little differently. They're going to make it so that anybody who holds any amount of Zen will have a proportional amount of voting ability as well. So we'll see how that works out.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, like, look, there's a lot of tribalism and rivalry in the crypto space.
There is, and it's silly.
As long as you're getting money out of the banking system, the legacy banking system, you don't want that dinosaur banker money.
Right.
So, like, as long as you're supporting financial freedom and basing it on, you know, utility, medium of exchange, and store of wealth that gets thrown around a lot, but they often forget the first two, right? You got to have, you know, if you want to be real money, you got to have all those. So, yeah, of course, I support all cryptocurrencies.
Right, especially the ones that, you know, have got a great philosophy behind them. Zencash.com is where you can go to learn more about that. And last time I checked, they had 11,000 secure nodes going, which put them in second place just after Ethereum and above Bitcoin as far as number of nodes in the system. So very, very secure system as a result of that. You can go and learn more over at Zencash.com. Once again, that's Zencash.com. Again, Ian, you're here in the studio. We've also got Mark Mason with us from the Dash Force News 3 Amigos podcast and his co-host, Joel Valenzuela, who made television recently on CNN.
Yeah, it was a couple months ago, I think.
Yeah, and that was it was an interesting piece. Do you want to talk about that a little bit before we get into Mark and kind of his history and get you in here and talk about what they did? How did you get that story where CNN came to Portsmouth, nearby where you live on the seacoast here in New Hampshire, and they followed you around with a camera, and there was a reporter, and they showed you using Dash in real life, and you were like the man who lives solely on cryptocurrency, right? That was kind of how they were portraying you, and that's not inaccurate, right?
No, like, not inaccurate.
You actually do live solely on cryptocurrency.
So, 2013, I started. I got started with Bitcoin. Started working out it to earn Bitcoin. Late 2015, I started earning exclusively Bitcoin. Early 2016, I closed my bank account. Late 2016, it became too difficult to live on Bitcoin anymore because of transaction times and fees.
In 2016?
So late 2016.
Okay.
That's when it was starting to get into several dollar range.
It was late 2017 when it hit like $20.
Yeah, that was, okay. And that's the thing, is a lot of, that's one of the reasons, in fact, why I ended up in Dash, is because
mm-hmm.
I got booted out of Bitcoin, right? I got out of the system because, you know, a couple dollar fees on like a $5 item was already way too much.
Yep.
And that's what I was using, right? And the fees got way too high for me when 9 months before there was even a Bitcoin Cash on the horizon. And so a lot of people just split from Bitcoin to Bitcoin Cash when the fees and the transaction times became untenable. But there was no Bitcoin Cash. I kind of was living off of that. And so, yeah, I mean, ever since then, I've just kept on, you know, the same thing. Closing my bank account to live off of Bitcoin and just sort of switched to Dash. And there you go. Still doing it.
It's amazing. Now, I mean, so how do you get your groceries?
There's a few ways. First off, you know Bardo Farm?
Yeah.
We're on
a free stater run farm.
On their meat plan. So I get all their meat
they deliver.
And stuff. Yeah, they deliver locally in the Seacoast area. We pick it up.
Okay.
And then there are a few ways of getting grocery gift cards, including the fantastic Free State Bitcoin shop sells Hannaford gift cards.
No way. That's so cool.
Yeah. So there's a. Sometimes
you've got options.
Yeah.
You've got options. It's not like you only have one.
Cheapair.com.
Right.
I can fly and then stay in any hotel.
Yeah.
Right. That works just great. Right, straight for Dash.
They're taking Dash directly now, Cheapair? Okay.
Yes, it's pretty good.
Great.
In fact, here, there's a site that's, and this is going to be a big game changer for adoption. There's a site called rewards.com that started offering rewards in Dash. So rewards.com allows you to buy from big retailers like Best Buy or Walmart or things like
this
that.
This is one of those points.
Yeah, and you get points back.
I use it to get here.
Yeah.
Really?
But now they give you points in Dash. The Dash is the point. And so I know the CEO of the Dash Core team, Ryan Taylor, recently booked a flight with Dash on Cheapair through rewards.com and got Dash back for that.
Oh, wow.
And so for the average consumer that's just totally intimidated by cryptocurrency, doesn't know about downloading the wallet and exchanges and all this kind of crazy stuff, they can just use rewards.com to do their normal everyday shopping and just get Dash as like points.
Mm-hmm.
And later in the year, from what I hear in Q4 this year, rewards.com plans on accepting Dash directly. So you'll be able to go buy stuff at Walmart with your Dash, for example.
Oh, it's going to be huge. It's going to be huge.
That's going to be big. Woo.
So, like, this is a great way to actually onboard people into cryptocurrency that people haven't had it before, because the loyalty points industry is hundreds of billion dollars industry, and people actually forget about their, they're essentially like tokens, like people forget about them. And it's got over 7,000 merchants currently at the moment. So I used hotels.com, and by using their system, I save 5%. Mm-hmm. I would have booked hotels and flight anyway, right?
Right.
So I saved that 5%, but instead of getting like loyalty points, and next time I might use booking.com or something, which is also on that website, I've actually earned that back in Dash, which is money I can use elsewhere.
Right.
So you don't actually have to own, you can actually earn it. And it's got over 7,000 merchants, Walmart, Lowe's, Amazon. It's like not just Mickey Mouse small independent companies. It's like big, big merchants.
I think this guy was at the Texas Bitcoin conference this year. Because I was at there was a party afterwards thrown by the organizer, and so like all the speakers and such were invited to the organizer's house, and they had like this big spread and lots of food and waiters and things like that. Really nice after party. And around the sort of the fire in the backyard, there was a guy who was talking about running one of these companies, and I think it might have been rewards.com, and how they were integrating cryptocurrency into this.
Yeah.
And
that they were using reward tokens in the beginning, and they might sell. I don't know what they're doing with those, but they are now doing Dash as well.
That's amazing. So now you mentioned that at some point you'll be able to shop at Walmart. Do you mean to physically go into a Walmart?
Yes. Not cold, right? You'll have to go to rewards.com, uh-huh. Get a reward voucher.
Is it like some sort of a sliding card?
Yeah, you know a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so Todd is a great guy. You should speak. I'm going to hook you up because I think he'll be a fantastic sponsor. He'll love what you're doing because part of the reason I'm here is actually because of you, but I'll
just
talk about that in a
bit.
Because you've been doing a great job.
Oh, thanks.
So you're part of the reason I come here. So
you bring us sponsors, we'll cut you a big on that. Mm-hmm.
But he's a great guy. So rewards.com has been around for quite some time. Everyone knows about cashback kind of programs.
Sure. But they're a pain. You got to fill out forms. You got to send a receipt in. Then they send you a gift card, which you never remember to use. And it's just all of that stuff is such a hassle.
So I actually did a video interview with Todd, the CEO. And I said, it's Todd Rowan, mm-hmm. R-O-W-A-N. He's on Twitter as well, but rewards.com. And he has informed me that they're actually developing an app because people are very interested in Walmart. They thought this is a great way to bring more women into blockchain because if they're doing their weekly groceries, things you're going to buy anyway, you can just earn cryptocurrency. And over the space of a year, you can earn a lot. So I said about
instantly, right? You don't have to wait until the end of the year.
So he said they're going to be launching that web app soon that you can show the cashier at Walmart and just scan a QR code as well.
That's
so right now, you can do stuff online, but actually in store as well. This is going to be huge. It's a game changer.
Like right now, the rewards are in Dash. In the future, you'll be able to buy the thing in Dash itself.
That well would be amazing. Rewards. We're going to continue here in moments. Guys from two of the three from the Dash Force News 3 Amigos podcast are with us here on Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want to discuss here. A lot of focus on cryptocurrency here tonight, as you might expect, given that two of the three co-hosts here tonight are from Dash Force News, Three Amigos podcast. We have the pleasure of being joined by Joel Valenzuela again. Hello, Joel.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm Ian Freeman. Also, Mark is with us. Mark Mason, who all the way from the UK. You're in London, correct, normally?
Yes, I'm actually based in Kent, but it's like just south of London. So
Kemp?
Yeah, Kent.
Oh,
yeah.
Kent.
Okay. Yeah. And I actually places close to me like Rochester and stuff as well. So coming to New Hampshire is quite funny.
Because like, all the names are the same.
Yeah, because yep. I flew out and now it's like the same. Yeah.
Because the people who moved here were completely unoriginal and they just copied all the names from.
But like, let's talk about that. You know, monarchy, anything. I'm interested. Like, we can talk about anything. Although, sure. I was correcting Joel earlier, it's Chichester. That's how we pronounce it in the UK.
Instead of Chichester?
Is that what they call it here?
I think.
Yeah. Why? Worcestershire as well. Like, what, you've got similar one like that here or something like that? I don't know.
Worcester.
They call it Worcester.
Oh.
But it doesn't have the shear on
plastic.
It.
Oh, okay.
Is Worcester. It Concord or is it Concord?
Do you know what? I don't think we have one of those in the UK, you know?
Really?
I'm not familiar with it. No, Concord, no.
Where do they get it from?
I think Concord,
you know they
copied
it from somewhere.
The French flying thing.
I love New Hampshire, though. It's great, but I will tell you, in Porkfest, the campground where the event was, the mosquitoes love me. It's got to be the tea.
You've got to get
in my blood.
You got to get the rackets.
Yeah.
Have you seen those before?
Oh man, they were eating me alive.
Yeah, it's an electric tennis racket. You zap them with.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
Well, yeah. Look,
it violates the NAP, but you know, it may be self defense, right?
I don't think you can count the non aggression principle for insects.
Well, they are pretty aggressive, so you just
that's
self
a good
defense.
Point.
Come right for me.
Right. So, hey, a lot of libertarians got to know Tom Woods during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. And Tom is a New York Times best-selling author. He's written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. Since September 2013, Tom Woods has been putting out The Tom Woods Show every single weekday, which is nearly 1,200 episodes so far. And it's a big commitment. I mean, you guys do a once-a-week show. It's a lot to do that.
Yeah.
This guy's doing it 5 days a week. His guests have included folks like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, Giordano, David Stockman, and hundreds more with topics like war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and many of the other subjects in interest of interest to libertarians. You can find the Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher as we continue here. Mark, I had meant to ask you earlier, and we got sidetracked into talking about all whatever the things we were talking about. How did you get into cryptocurrency? You had said you were into Bitcoin, obviously, originally, but what was your story? What got you into that? Were you always like a programmer geek, or what was the story?
First and foremost, I was really into precious metals. I was fortunate enough to ride the 2008-2012 wave, and I had like a precious metals news website, right?
That you ran?
Yeah.
So you're like putting out a newsletter kind of thing?
It was actually a news website that aggregated just news about gold, so putting stuff from Zero Hedge and all sorts of stuff, because like most people, I found myself going online and get myself into like a routine. So like I go to these websites and I just got lazy and I thought I'd make a website.
Just have a robot do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Save you time and help other people.
Absolutely.
You're a programmer? Were you able to write the code?
I do a bit of web development. Mm-hmm. So I'm the webmaster for Dash Force as well. So we have Discover Dash.
Which is DashForceNews.com.
And DashForceNews.com. Yeah, we do quite a few things. Mm-hmm. And we actually owe you a big, look, part of the reason I'm in King today is because of you. Because I actually wanted to check out some of the stores because you've been doing a great job onboarding businesses to accept cryptocurrency.
Keene's one of the top crypto accepting cities in the world.
Yeah,
per capita. Yeah. I think per capita, probably Portsmouth and Keene are neck and neck for maybe number one. I don't know. It's hard to measure these things. Yeah. You can go by the coin map, which shows you Bitcoin accepting businesses, and then there's discoverdash.com, which shows you Dash accepting businesses. And you had told me, Joel, that Keene was number five on the list, I think.
Yeah, as far as raw numbers. So yeah. Caracas in Venezuela is number one.
By far, right?
Large margin.
Yeah.
So they have about 2 million people and about 160 or 70 businesses. And so it's catching up to, I mean, New Hampshire cities might be unseated before you know it. I'm just saying. But anyway, it's.
And then there was a couple of European cities in there,
yeah,
too, right?
Kiev is there.
Kiev, okay.
And also Vienna.
And then Portsmouth and Keene. So that's like the top five.
Yeah, those are in the top.
And you're just saying raw numbers, so not per capita.
Raw numbers. Per capita, I mean, Portsmouth has 28, I believe, right now. 28.
I think Portsmouth is like 26 and Keene is now at 28. So we've recaptured the lead in our ongoing competition between the western and eastern ends of New Hampshire, which is a fun little friendly competition.
So was you responsible for onboarding the local burger place here? So I went there today.
I helped with that. So there was somebody else who was responsible for it initially, but.
And the corner shop, we went to Corner News. Are we allowed to shout out businesses?
Yeah, they're great. They're great folks. The Corner News was the first one that started taking Bitcoin back in 2013, and I think Daryl actually helped get them on board back then. But it's a group effort basically to where
it's financial freedom. Like we want to be able to actually use cryptocurrency. That's the whole point, right?
Right. And I think we talked about this a little bit on Dash Force News when you guys had me on, and I was at the talk radio conference that I went to. So I broke away for like an hour on the phone with you guys, and it was great. I had a lot of fun doing that. But one of the keys to why Portsmouth and Keene are so successful, look at Caracas, for instance, it's probably the same story, but with a different perspective because people there need something and they need it now. They have to have something to get out of the boulevard. And so
nearly 2,000% inflation this year. Could you imagine it?
It's crazy from one week to the next.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So I think it's 3 million bolivar per one U.S. dollar right now in the black market.
You know, Dash.org, Venezuela, in terms of traffic, is the second biggest country visiting it. There's a website called Dash.red, which is kind of a games faucet to help people on board. And at the moment,
a gamified faucet.
It's getting over 3,000 transactions.
Games in exchange for a little bit of Dash.
3,000 Dash transactions a day over. That's huge. So, like, these people really need it. Like, you often hear the terms flight to safety. I mean, there are distinct advantages to using cryptocurrency in the Western world, but these people need it. And when central banks and central plan has failed, and particularly in Venezuela, they actually tried to launch their own national cryptocurrency. They've done our jobs for us because they told their population, like, hey, we're launching this cryptocurrency, and you have to pay your taxes in it. But because it was centralized, it fell flat on its face. So, like, this is why we're seeing so much adoption. And the fact that
Well, plus it wasn't just because they did that, but if you go back and you look at Greece, when Greece was having its major troubles a few years ago, Bitcoin was very, very popular there because people wanted to get out of their government money and get into something that could possibly do something for them in the long run.
Was that a kickstarting point for you? Because that's when I always worked in IT, and as being a European, I was watching Greece, but Cyprus particularly as well, because when the bail-ins happened, and this is when I started to take seriously, because I think Bitcoin was maybe like $80 then, but then that event happened, and we saw the news and the bail, you know, we knew things were bad, but when they actually did the bail-ins and took money away, and the people
came up
the
ATMs,
exactly.
Where they take money out of your bank account.
And then literally,
also, is theft, it's a little bit more obvious.
It's
than
open,
taxation.
Yeah, right out
yeah.
there.
I mean, there's a lot of preppers, doom and gloomers, and this sort of stuff. But when, you know, stuff really hits the fan, it's kind of interesting what happens. So people are bartering with, you know, toilet rolls, cigarettes, and that sort of stuff.
Yep.
Obviously, as a precious metals fan, I was watching very closely. But anyway, the price of Bitcoin went from like $80 up to 200 and something. Now, Cyprus is like 0.01% of the EU. And the fact that it just jumped up, I just thought Bitcoin's onto something here.
That.
Yeah, I just thought this is it. Because at that, like, you know, it'd be an idea. And even in 2013, there were exchanges, but there weren't many about, right?
Right.
We were still growing. And accessibility, the kind of, you know, it wasn't for everyone.
It was harder to get a hold of.
But
sure.
I think that woke up a lot of people in 2013.
Right.
And
now you're seeing
sense.
It with Dash in Venezuela, because Bitcoin is useless for people in poor countries. You know, back when Bitcoin, you know, Roger Ver was Bitcoin Jesus, he was giving away Bitcoin all over the place. One of the things that Roger would point out, and he's absolutely right, was at the time when Bitcoin would cost you a cent to send a Bitcoin transaction, if you're in the dark of Africa and, you know, you're making a dollar a day, well, maybe you could afford a cent or less fee, but you sure as hell can't afford 20. You can't afford 20 cents. And then, of course, Bitcoin hit $5 and $10 and $20 in fees, while Dash is still sitting down at, like, usually a cent or less.
Tenth of a penny, I think.
Yeah. It depends on, you know, different factors, but you'll very rarely see a penny or more with a Dash transaction. So that's useful for people in Venezuela because it's negligible. It's not a lot of money to be able to send transactions. But to get back around to your question about bringing businesses on here in the Keene area, it's a group effort, but it's not a very big group. So we've had all of this success with nothing more than a handful of activists out there who basically, what you do is you go to a business
you normally go to. You guys in New Hampshire are doing it right. I think you did yourself a disservice there. I think you do a great job. Porkfest, there were so many vendors accepting Dash.
But that's a special case.
Yeah.
Porkfest is
a targeted airstrike, so to speak.
Yeah, Porkfest was the first crypto event, basically. This is what I've been told.
At least. I heard Lamassu. I was talking to a chap, was it Neil? Sorry, what's his
Neil
name?
Neil Connor.
Yeah, so he works for Lamassu. He was telling me the free state, they kind of had a wooden box of a Raspberry Pi in there.
I remember.
Like, you guys, yeah, and they've grown. So that actually, I didn't actually realize this, but Lamassu actually started in New Hampshire.
They did in Manchester.
So New Hampshire's got it going on.
It has, and it has for a long time. And we're going to continue here in moments. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. It's proof of concept that the idea of concentrating activists in one place makes a difference, whether it's in cryptocurrency or political action. There's more coming up here. Hour 2 next. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.